Okay.
Button.
So short.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Just start fucking whinnying.
Can you hand me that small velvet bag behind you?
Oh, my God. We're coming at you live at 97.5 squared.
Yep.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, internet's favorite D&D podcast.
That was good. I thought that was the thing.
Where we are right now is doing a one-shot. Woo. We're going to go around and introduce everyone.
Woo.
Yeah. All
right. I am Fig playing Athelbeloth today. He is a level 10 wizard of divination. And, we're gonna divine some things. All
for
of
sure.
them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds divine.
Yeah.
I'm Will, playing Hannah, a level 10 wizard blade singer. and how weird that Fig and I wore the same sweatshirt 2 weeks in a row, right?
You're a wizard, Hannah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's a good look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Nick. Back in my dwarven comfort zone, playing Bjorn the Dwarf Berserker. He's a slayer. He's gonna slay some things, and probably get slayed himself. So
we can only hope.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was cold.
I'm Dan, playing human multiclass named Shmi. He is recently departed from the pirating life after the loss of his captain. He's a multi-class fighter and bard.
Nice. Okay.
Shmee.
He's like a Pokemon. He only says his own name.
Oh, my God.
Shmee, shmee, shmee. What's that? Timmy's stuck in the well.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Nope.
You guys are all visiting the little tiny fishing village of New Kislev in the Bretonian area. Okay. You are near the sea on this little jutting out peninsula guy right there.
Uh-huh.
You hold it high because I'm short today.
Today.
Specifically.
You are here
every day.
Chasing down rumors. There are two moons in the sky.
Could one say I'm trying to divine them?
You are. There
Maybe
are,
their origins?
There are two moons in the sky. The undead have been terrorizing the land. Every kingdom is struggling.
Except Matorka.
No, Matorka's also been struggling.
No.
There, a lot of people are dead. Moving on, though. I don't know if you would care about Matorka.
I mean, someone might.
We're on the struggle card.
You are. And what's brought you to this fishing town is, in particular, a legend about a magical sword.
Oh.
And you trace down one of the great acolytes and paladins of Zan, who is a sun god.
Oh.
He came from this little fishing village. His name was Tristo de Paron. And he was the last known wielder of this magical sword. So you're all kind of trying to retrace his path and see if it was buried with him, if he did something with it, if his like great-great-great-grandniece knows something.
So we're here to find Presto DiGiorno's sword.
Tristo.
Yep. Okay.
It's probably in the oven.
Bongerno.
It's definitely not delivery.
So, yeah. You are all just kind of walking into this tiny little fishing village. You see a couple skiffs out on the water. There's some houses. There's a little, like, general store slash inn slash, like, brewery.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's about it. It's about a three-horse town.
Okay.
Oh my god, this is so cute.
Nick, what was your character's name again?
Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Who wants to do what? You see a couple people. There's a couple older women fixing fishing nets. There's some young children playing in a dust puddle.
Shmi wants to go to the old women.
Okay, Shmi's going up to the women.
Go, Shmi.
Ladies, we're here looking for the legend of a sword from a sun god. You heard anything?
Yes, young man. Come gather around, gather around. We'll tell the story of Sir Tristo de Perone. Great warrior of the sun god. The sun god, when the world was frozen, back when we all lived in Kislev, world was frozen, he came and he brought fire to us, mere mortals. And we have loved him ever since. And a spark of that fire was thrust into a mighty sword to conquer all of chaos. All of chaos! And so, Tristo, he was a good man. He was a wonderful man. He was a kind man, courteous, followed the law, followed his god, always saved the kittens, every single kitten. He saved hundreds of kittens in his
lifetime.
All
the kittens, you say?
All of the kittens, every single one. The whole world, all of the cats today, or because he saved them as kittens.
Well, there wouldn't happen to be a shelter or such shrine for the kitten sun god, would there?
Oh, don't, well, we're getting there. We're getting there. Hold your horses, Gummy. Let me tell the story. Well, he went out and he fought. And he fought for Kislev. And then we all moved here and he fought for Bretonnia. And he was honored by the lady. And it was all wonderful. And then one day, his best friend betrayed him. Took his sword.
Oh my god, no way.
But Tristo was not dead. We thought he was dead. The whole world thought he was dead. The kittens were going unsaved. But he came back, and he dueled this former friend that betrayed him and took the sword back. But he was mortally wounded. And so he came back here to be with his people one final time. And he looked out over the ocean. And he went for a walk on the beach. And he never returned.
Wow.
So he was stepping on the beach.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do.
About to find a sword.
DiGiorno went for a walk on the beach and never came back.
Oh, yeah. This is just like the time when my ex-BFF Melanie asked out my boyfriend to homecoming. I know what the sting of betrayal feels like.
I'm sure with a pretty young lady like you, you've probably had more than your share of heartbreaks.
Oh, I'm a heartbreaker, but thank you.
Hannah, I never asked you, but how old are you? You sound like a 13-year-old girl.
Oh my god, that's so flattering. I'm like 32.
Wonderful.
You see, my big brothers were, like, very cool and, like, put me into school so I could be, like, a wizard. But, like, I discovered that, like, art is my true passion. So I've been, like, traveling the world, like, rediscovering myself for, like, 19 years. And it's just been great. Like, I've learned so much. I painted so much. But, yeah, now I'm here. It's so good.
Well, these fine ladies, what direction did he walk in?
If you follow the little trail down, you see where those, like, three fishing boats are making a line? That beach. The beach. There is only one beach.
DiGiorno's beach.
The beach.
The beach.
The beach.
As you see, there's, like, a large wooden sign, welcome to New Kislev, beach this way, and there's an arrow, and it's just, like, there's just, like, that's just, there's land, and then there's beach, and then there's ocean.
It's just beach. It's not swimming. It's just beach.
It is just beach.
It's a sandbox next to
but,
water.
But, like, there's not much to this town. Like, you just walk, like, 200 feet, and you're on the beach.
Can I have an extra d20?
Maybe.
I get a whole bag.
Here, you can have...
Just grab one. Just go ahead.
I need two divine.
None of these are making it home.
Okay.
Ladies, you told me to hold my horses, and I have. But is there a shrine to this god?
If you go down by the beach, she's going to gesture to where there's beach. We have a little cairn of stones that we all take turns tending for him.
Oh, that's so artsy.
In the hopes that one day he might return, and when our need is greatest. He hasn't yet. We're hoping, though. Maybe this time. There's two moons in the sky. That's pretty weird. Do you guys know anything about that? We haven't had a lot of outsiders.
I know, it's fucking weird.
I forgot my glasses. There were always two moons.
Two moons.
I'm pretty sure there was only one up until like a couple weeks ago, but you...
Look, my beloved friend Shmi is just living his own truth, and you need to respect that.
I'm also pretty drunk. There's always two of everything for me.
Like I said, living his own truth.
So are there four moons for you now, then?
I don't want to look up. I'm afraid to find out.
That's fair. Good luck.
All right. Do you want to go to the cairn?
Yeah, let's go, yeah,
let's go to the cairn.
Okay.
Let's
go there. Yeah, you go.
Let's get a beer.
There's
a beer at the cairn? Beach beer?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to pour one out for the homie.
Are you guys stopping at the inn to pick up beer?
Absolutely.
Oh my like God. I would love a pick-me-up.
Going to pour one out for the homie.
Yeah. You go in. It's actually, interestingly and kind of strangely in these lands, you guys have traveled a lot. It's a dwarf barkeep in a human settlement.
Mm-hmm.
I'll approach the dwarf as a kinsman.
Good to see you, laddie. We haven't seen many of the kin around here. What brings you to town?
Looking for a magical sword, maybe in a DiGiorno oven or something.
Oh, you've heard the tales of Sir Tristo. Mm-hmm.
DiGiorno sword, yes.
Yes.
DiGiorno? I'm not familiar with that myth. Who?
Yeah, it went down.
Who's DiGiorno, laddie?
Went down on the beach.
He delivered us.
I think you're talking about Sir Tristo
DiGiorno, yes.
The Peron.
The what now?
Sir Tristo de Peron.
Yeah, pardon you, yeah.
Can I help you?
We would love some refreshments.
We got ale, we got mead. What can I do you for?
Yes to both.
Yeah. Man after my own heart. He's going to pull up like two big earthenware flagons, one of mead, one of ale, and slide them to you. That'll be 8 coppers.
We're also looking to make a tribute down at the cairn on the beach to the sun god. Anything you'd recommend as a tribute?
Different folks bring different things. I'd say... if it's something that has meaning to you, it'll have meaning to him. Otherwise, folks leave seashells, flat rocks, that sort of thing. Anything related to the sun?
Do you sell those at the gift shop?
We don't.
A gift shop?
We don't have a lot of travelers through here, laddie. We haven't had much in the way of trades. Got the general store out back if you want to, like...
I do need some new stickers for my Stanley Cup. So,
what's a sticker, lassie?
What's a Stanley Cup?
It's a cup made by a guy I know named Stanley.
It's a lead cup.
Or a renowned smith. Uses a lot of lead.
It's just in the outside, though. Like, it doesn't really get in the inside.
You should be careful drinking lead, lassie. It's not good for you.
I really just pose it for my Insta.
What do you do instantly?
A lot of things, like this.
And cast spells.
Yeah, she'll snap, and her ale like kind of gets a little like rime frost on it. She chills it.
Ah, oh, that's a good trick, lassie.
Yeah,
I'll take one of those.
4 coppers for each of you.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'll chill yours as well then.
Perfect.
Yours,
thank you, Hannah.
As humans are slightly smaller than the dwarf one.
You know, that's valid. I've been told I get a little bit crazy when I drink.
So I should stop you at the one then, lassie.
I can stop myself, but thank you. Oh. But you should.
Barkeep, we're surprised that a sun god doesn't have any kind of a flame shrine to him.
The shrine is more to Sir Tristo than to Zahn. He's the local legend. Zahn is more of a Kislevian god here in Bretonnia. He's not outlawed per se, but he's not favored so much.
Is there anyone we might talk to about him?
Honestly, Letty, we haven't had a priest here in town in a good while. Some pass through from time to time, but it's, I'm most of the population here.
Do you own one of the three horses here?
Well,
I own two of the three horses here.
Oh, rich man.
God damn.
Bet you know how to spell chauffeur, too.
Yeah, it's got an F in it, doesn't it?
I'll take a flag and have your best mead for the cairn on the beach.
You already paid. You have it. Here you go.
Oh, I'm drinking this one.
Ah, another one. Mine. Another four coppers, lady.
We're going to dump one out for the homie.
No, we haven't had a priest in a while. It's been, it's just been a couple of us families. It's me. It's the millers up the way. A couple of fisher folk that pass through and... Most people not here for a while.
What happened to the last priest?
Moved on. Said he taught us all he had to teach us. Took one of the horses. Now we only have three horses in town.
You were a four-horse town then.
We were a four-horse town. It was a wonderful year and a half he was with us.
Unbelievable.
That is so tragic. I feel
he took the only female horse too. So this is the last of our horses.
No milk then.
No, I haven't had milk in decades.
Where did the priest work out of? I see no temple, no shrine beyond the cave.
He rented a room. I can show you. It's over the other building in town, actually.
Three horses, two buildings. What do you have one of?
No, there's like five buildings in
town. One beach.
I think he's just like joking because, yeah, there is one beach. I think he's just kind of fucking with you a little bit. It's not too busy. I can walk you over.
I appreciate it.
So yeah, he takes you out, walks you across the street, down two houses, and it's this large kind of like their version of a municipal building, which doesn't mean it's basically just like a nice large house. It's not locked. You guys all go in. He's like he rented a room out back, lived out there too. You're welcome to look around. You didn't leave much, but hopefully it helps you in your quest.
You don't happen to have a mayor or a constable in the town, do you?
We've got old Jenny's son keeps an eye on things, runs ruffians off if they come through, but isn't really much of a need. We pay our tithes to the Britonia, and that's about what we need to do.
Why does he stay?
Jenny's boy? He's, over, he's gonna, if you go out the door, you go down three more doors, that's old Jenny's house. He stays there.
All right, thank you for your help.
If he's not there, shout in the town square and I'm sure he'll come.
Sounds good to me. Can I make an re-ad?
Yeah, you're in, like, the back room. He's, like, leaving you to go head back to his
bar. Okay, I'd love to investigate that.
Yeah. You're in, it's, like, kind of like a small suite of rooms. So there's a little, like, tiny, like, privy, basically. So, you know, basin of water, a bucket, basically, or a glorified bucket.
Chamber pot,
there we go, that's the word.
Uh-huh.
There's what seems to be like a sleeping and living room it's like maintained, but you can tell no one lives there. There's like a little bit of dust and like nothing's been like freshly laundered. And then there's a little office space. Not much to it. If you guys want to roll investigation though, see if maybe something got left behind.
Sure.
Investigation.
Let's go.
Oof.
15.
Okay.
All right, 10.
Anyone else rolling?
I got a 19.
19?
I'm just going to use one of my divination dice. It is an 11 plus 9 for 21. 20, excuse me.
Okay. You do see in the desk there are some papers left over, which you to find with the 19 and 20. One does seem to be a journal, which is kind of cool. Flipping through it, main things of note, this guy did not leave a very interesting life. Most of the journal entries are woke up, prayed, had lunch at the tavern, prayed.
Wake up, pray, get drunk, pray.
Walked on the beach.
More like a schedule.
Went up, to bed. Pray, faded.
But it does talk a lot about like reflection at this cairn and things. And it mentions that he sees the beast sometimes.
The beast.
The beast.
Is there any illustrations?
Now we're talking about language.
There is. It's.
I'm sorry, with the 10, I'm inspecting the bed sheets.
You're looking under the bed. You're convinced there's something hidden under the floorboard. So you're just like tapping all of the floorboards to see if you find something. You haven't found anything yet, but you're hoping next one, maybe.
The next one.
He writes about the myth too of Sir Tristo, and that here there's a slightly different version. It looks like he was doing a little bit of research while he was here on like different local folklores. In his version, the friend that turned enemy was cursed by Zahn into some kind of evil creature as punishment.
Ooh. An evil creature.
Some kind of evil like sea monster.
Intriguing. A monster.
And that seems to be the beast he's talking about. But like some of it is like very much like he drank a little too much and went on the beach and he's like, I swear I saw it this time. And then, you know, time passed and he was like, yeah, probably that was heat stroke.
Big wave.
Yeah, a big wave or like a clump of seaweed washed up on shore a couple days later. So maybe it was that or a whale.
Pack of dolphins.
Yeah, something. The journal, as you read it, he doesn't seem convinced that there's something out there, but every now and again there's a journal entry of like, did I see something? And like 3 days later he's like, no, I didn't.
Does it have any mention of what kind of creature it is?
Just that it's some kind of sea monster, some kind of cursed sea monster. Yep.
Well, I would like to go talk to the constable. What was his name again?
They didn't give you his name. He's known around town as Jenny's boy.
Oh, Jenny.
Jenny's boy.
Oh, yes.
Are you all done searching through these drawers? Somebody else want to check out these floorboards?
Yeah. The floorboards are, like, kind of rustic, but there's something valuable really hidden.
Not really these days. Not the fashion.
No, I mean, it's quaint, like, it's definitely a retro, but, like, not, like, good retro, just kind of, like, it's old.
Like, retro, retro.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this would be kind of cool if it were maintained in any amount of, like, proper procedure, instead you just let this rot, and now this is just kind of a house.
Okay.
It could be a home, but it's not.
I'm convinced there's something in these floorboards. I really want to start prying these floorboards up.
Give me a strength check to pry up some floorboards.
Okay. Is that a saving throw or just
a check? Just a strength check.
Okay.
1d20 plus your bonus.
Okay. 17.
17. You pry the floorboards up and you do actually find something.
Oh my god.
You find a little silver locket in the shape of like a sun. Like kind of like entangled, where it's like a sun flash.
Yeah.
It's kind of shaped like that.
A sunburst?
Sunburst, that's the word.
Sunflash.
Sunflash.
We got starburst.
I found my first booty.
Yeah. And on the inside is a little like inked drawing of a woman.
Oh my god. Is that like a divine focus or something? Can I make a religion check or something?
Sure.
Yeah. I get a 7.
It may have been a divine focus. It may have just been a personal item. You're not entirely sure.
Hmm.
But it's kind of ugly.
I mean, yeah, the jewelry or the woman?
Yes.
No, like, I'm not going to like body shame. Like, everyone has their own taste, but I mean, it's kind of important that like this like personal possession of his is still here. Like, why would he just like leave that behind if he just left? Like, something might have happened to him.
I'd like to go back and talk to the innkeeper.
Okay. You walk back. It's a very short walk. You're like, ah, did you find what you were looking for?
I want another mead, please.
You said to stop, you lassie.
Two, please.
Don't.
She said she'd stop herself. Give her a mead.
I'm a paying customer. You can't treat me like that.
All right, lassie. You'll break anything, though. It's coming out of your pocket. He'll give you, it's another 4 coppers for each of your drinks.
Thank you so much.
By chance, we happen to find the locket with a picture in this. Do you happen to know who this is?
I'm just going to look at it like, can't say I've seen her before, nor the locket. Where'd you find it?
Oh, we happened to find it just laying around.
Huh? I mean, it's possible. The old priest left it.
So. I want to make sure it gets back to its owner. Did the priest have any visitors? And how long has it been since he's been here?
He left about 3 years hence. No visitors, no family. He was just a traveling man, serving his God, teaching his religion.
He didn't say where he was going, did he?
No, he didn't. He just said it was time for him to move on. So he did. Took that horse, too. It was a beautiful horse, it was.
Female horse with milk, eh?
It was. We were going to sire a whole new flock of horses out of her.
A flock of horses.
What? A what now?
I think it's actually
it's a flock of horses?
It's so, a murder of horses.
It's so beautiful watching just a wild flock of horses roam across the plain.
Hey, actually, did you guys know that a group of necromancers is called a plague?
Mm. Oh, that's fun.
Makes more sense than a flock of horses.
a group of weasels is called a boogle.
I like that better.
I love that.
A group of wizards is called an argument.
Boogle of weasels.
So if I had a group of weasel necromancers, would it be a plague of boogles?
The boogle plague.
It'd be a boogle plague.
That's another one.
I know it's a smack of jellyfish.
What do you think? I think we visit the cairn.
I think that's like the first plot point we were given. It makes sense to check it out.
That seems reasonable.
Plot point? This ain't no book, lassie.
The whole world is a story.
I should know my captain. My captain was a notorious bibliophile.
A what?
Look, what he does in history time is up to him.
Yeah. Does what the Bibles now?
Yeah, hopefully they caught him. Hopefully they caught him.
But like, the whole world's a story. Man. We're just like actors in it.
You think you know someone. I'll tell you.
All right, I'd like to go check out the cairn.
You guys go walk down on the beach. It's a pretty nice day out. Weather's great, sunny. It's warm, but not too warm. You get a little bit of sand in your shoes, but like, it's fine.
Oh, I'm walking barefoot.
Yeah, I'm not wearing shoes.
Okay.
On the beach. I have shoes. I just took them off so I can run into the waves and like pose.
Okay. Mm. Are you posing for anyone or just posing to pose?
I pose and then I draw myself posing.
I love that. Okay.
You're taking feet portraits.
I gotta make my money some way, okay?
You walk down the beach a little bit, and, you know, after maybe like 15, 20 minutes, you find this, it's just, it's like flat stones polished by the sea. There's some little like seashells and like seaweed kind of draped artfully around it. And on the top of it is this little like carved stone, very, very worn, kind of almost looks like a helmet, but it's a stone.
Mm-hmm. A helmet stone.
Yeah, it's maybe it was the top of a statue at one point, mm-hmm. But it's very weathered. Like, all of, like, the finer details have been worn off just by years of sea spray. But it's very, it's kind of calm, it's peaceful, you know, there's some gulls flying overhead. You spot what might even be an albatross, but, as you're, like, trying to see it...
Goddamn birds, man, I tell you.
It flies away. So you're like, maybe it was just a really big seagull?
Another albatross.
as an offering to this statue, I will leave behind the portrait of the sun that I did this morning.
Portrait of your feet.
Are you? Do you like put a rock over it so it doesn't blow away, or do you? How do you do this?
Well, I first like kind of like fold it up nicely, and then kind of like set it a little. I set it alight, and then let like the essence of it like become with this scene.
Okay.
Uh huh.
And as land away from the sea.
As you light a fire near this cairn, the helmet starts to glow just a little bit.
Hmm? Arcana check.
Oh, I'm looking for driftwood. I want all the driftwood that's on that beach. Okay.
There's right a now. Decent amount of driftwood.
Okay, I want it all.
Okay.
I'm making an arcana check on this glow.
I'll also make an arcana.
Okay.
28.
You know that Zahn is god of not only the sun, but of fire.
Oh.
And it was said to be him who brought fire to mortals.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that this might be some kind of magical effect triggered by fire.
That is
how much driftwood do I get?
You get... You get 3 massive logs from driftwood. Like 3 like fallen trees worth of driftwood.
Awesome. Bjorn, you help me out with this?
Dude, I got you.
Excellent.
Okay.
I will also help with that.
Yeah, you haul all of this driftwood over to this altar.
I think with this fire shenanigans, we start a fire on the cairn and see what happens. Mm-hmm. On
I
it?
I agree.
That sounds like a great plan.
Yeah. So I want to take about 1 tree's worth of driftwood.
Okay.
And place it on the back side of the cairn. And then the rest of it, the other tree's worth is off the side, so we got more to work with.
Yeah.
Okay. I got oil, I got a flint and tinder, and I'd like to strike it.
You start strike a fire. It goes up like that. You're very good at building fires. As this fire starts to lap, the helmet begins kind of like glowing. And like the more the fire burns up around it, it does get this like glowing essence. And then you have just like this faintest whisper of everyone nearby. 3 questions you may ask before I return to my rest.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Is that your question?
No.
Where's the sword? Is the cursed creature guarding the sword?
Yes.
3rd question. Let's not blow this one.
Mm-hmm. How do we defeat it?
How do we find it?
Where did it come from? Where did it go?
Who is Cotton Eye Joe?
That's 2 questions.
How do we...
What is the quickest way to get to the sword?
You said that in character. Are you asking that question?
No. We're quietly asking amongst ourselves.
Okay.
To come up with questions.
Just saying, 3. If I hear stuff in character, that was your 1 warning.
Got it. I'll talk in a deep, manly voice.
How do we phrase it to get to it and defeat it?
Is that your question?
Not in character.
Tells us how to ask the question we're trying to ask. Won't answer it after we find out how to ask it.
How do we like overcome this challenge? Because the more we try to cover with a single question, the vaguer it'll be.
Yeah, you're right. So. Yeah, I guess where to find it. Is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, our skill sets don't change regardless of how to defeat the creature, so.
Yeah. True. I agree. Yeah.
Let's go.
Where can we find the creature?
The creature is in the depths. Go to the depths and it will find you.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that one. Kind of a shit-ass question there, bud.
I got more wood,
Oh my god. Like,
We can try this again. Look at the short rest of the fire.
Speaking
man.
His own truth to the world, lay off of him.
No.
I return to my rest.
Oh my god, have fun. Tell Jenny I say hi.
I will return.
Okay.
100 years.
Good luck with that.
100 years?
Now I'll tell you what.
I can wait that long.
Now with this here information, I do believe that I have it within my power to potentially divine the location of the sword.
Okay.
Finding where it's at's not the problem. How do we kill whatever it is if it's in the depths?
Full of violence.
Yeah. I don't know about you, laddie, but I don't have gills. I don't think she's got gills.
I can cast a water breathing on us.
Is it a concentration spell?
No. Uh-huh. I can even, like, ritual cast it, so it doesn't even use up a spell slot.
All right.
Can I help you?
I just enjoy like... your presence. It's just great. It's just great.
Oh my god, that is so nice of you. You're so much fun too, Mr. Schmee.
May I cast
no,
Legend
please.
Lore?
Legend lore?
That's so fun, Mr. Yeah. Schmee.
I would like to cast Legend Lore. It takes 10 minutes, so I'm just going to post up on the beach, kind of here by the whole dealio we've got going on. And I am going to focus on the sword. So with all of the like tales that we've heard so far and the information of like it being in the depths, blah blah blah. I'm gonna hope that maybe I can glean some like accurate information as to like maybe a visual of like a landmark or something that's like near to where it is. Because with Legend Lore, like the more information you already have, the more precise and detailed information you receive is. So yeah, I'm gonna try my luck with that.
Okay. What are you guys doing while he posts up for 10 minutes?
While he's doing this, I'll actually just ritual cast water breathing on all of us. It lasts for 24 hours, so.
Cool.
I want to clear out the driftwood so I can try and make another fire.
Okay.
I'm just cleaning the wood, not stacking more wood.
Okay. Reasonable.
Push-ups and shadow boxing.
Nails are biting, huh?
He's just on that grind set.
Okay. With your vision, you see, focusing on the sword, you see everything is black and cold and dark. And there's a little spark, like tinder being struck.
Okay.
And that grows into a flame. And then from that flame comes a sword. You see a tall man, armored, wielding the sword. You see him with the sword and a woman. You see him with the sword, a woman, and a child. You see another man. You see them drinking and fighting and leading all of these adventures. You see it begins to kind of fade out. The woman is gone. The child is gone. You see this man that used to be a drinking companion. They're now yelling at each other. You see them fighting each other. You see the sword falling and being picked up by another hand. But as that hand picks up the sword, there's a flash and a change. The man begins running towards the ocean. And as he does, things are changing. He's growing gills. He's growing tentacles.
Okay.
Into the ocean with the sword. Almost as if it's like burned into his hand.
Well, what does it look like around them?
It looks like this town, but there were like two less houses and four more horses.
Is this spot where he ran in?
It's not far from where the, like, it looks similar, like it's like the coastline to where you are now. You see him run in and dive under the water.
Okay.
And go further out, and you see eventually this this like kind of like shelf deep in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the sword sticking out of the sand at the bottom of it.
Okay.
And this dark looming shadow over it.
Excellent.
And you flash back to yourself.
Okay. All right, folks. I have divined the location of the sword.
That is so cool.
Isn't it? Okay. Anyways, so I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna start kind of like pacing around the beach a little bit and like looking out at the water and just kind of like repositioning until mm-hmm. I kind of zero in on where I think that my perspective was in the vision.
Okay.
To like kind of align with where he ran in.
Cool.
I'm like, all right. So about straight ahead here is where the sword was taken into the water. There's a bit of a cliff, like, drop-off at the edge of the shelf. Sword's down at the bottom. Probably also the creature. Okay. Game plan.
How's that fire going? So you put out the one fire, and you're starting another fire?
I did not.
You did not. Fire. Oh, you just put out the fire.
I wanted the heat away from it. So if there was, like, a reset effect, then it, like, started just then.
He said it'd be back in, like, 100 years. Mm-hmm. We might need to keep this fire going for a while.
As
ain't no
you pull the fire away, the glowing does stop. When you put the fire back, it starts to glow again, but there is no whisper mm-hmm. in the wind.
Mm. Dust in the wind.
I say we go get some nets and some weights. And we use those to our advantage. There's got to be a way to cast a net down towards that area to our advantage to possibly trap anything that might be down at the shelf. Also, what time of day is it?
It's like 11 a.m.
It's high noon.
Soon to be noon. I think after we prepare, we do this tomorrow. I'd like not to fight a water demon in the dark.
Reasonable.
That is so true, bestie.
Yeah. Smart. Okay.
Cool. I'd like to go back to the dock and talk to the old fisher ladies.
Okay. Yeah, you go back to their...
Yeah, I tell y'all, I ain't a fisher, so that's netting sea
monsters. Oh, you're looking for a net?
Not just looking for a net, lassie. looking for a net and some weights for free. What are you looking for?
For free?
Big old girthy net, by the way.
What are you,
real nice one.
What are you fishing for? What kind of net do you need?
A large reinforced net we could drop off a ship or a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, think like shark or something.
A shark. We haven't had many sharks in these waters. It's mostly just been like smaller
You're
fish.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah, I think we have a few extra nets if you've got a boat that can take you out.
Also gonna need a boat.
Most of the lads are out fishing right now that have boats. You could try old Jenkins. He hasn't gone fishing in a long while. I don't know if his boat's still seaworthy, but you could try him.
Are we talking about Leroy Jenkins?
Old Leroy Jenkins?
No, his grandson, Timothy Jenkins.
Timothy. Damn.
Timmy J. Okay.
Where could we find him?
You see that kind of little shack over by the water there? You'll find him there.
Okay, I'd like to go over there.
Okay. Did you want to buy a net from them, or are you going to try to
see? Oh,
Athel.
Athel, do you mind just going over there and talking to Mr. Jenkins? I've got some business with the ladies here.
No problem.
I will give you some
space. Catch you in a bit.
Space.
Best of luck, champ.
I appreciate like you informing me of this boundary so that I know not to cross it.
Yeah, all right, cool. We're going to give the man some space, okay?
I'd like to get the nets.
We're going to get stepping.
If you know what I'm saying.
Get on out of here.
You're going to steal them?
No.
He is trading sexual favors for merchandise.
Hey, now. Let's not...
Norm-wide gene pool.
Let's not...
This place is probably set up franchises.
Anyways.
So sweet of you. I think my husband would take offense.
What, your husband?
Oh, no harm, no foul. That's one answer. There were two ladies on the dock.
The other one's just going to laugh. It's like, honey, I could be your grandmother.
But you can be his mommy tonight.
Start out there,
that means
but you
experience.
Ain't. Could be, but you ain't.
Roll persuasion with disadvantage.
I would love to give him the help action.
You left. Is that
based
you gave
off?
Him personal space.
You're right.
That's my charisma modifier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's proficiency plus charisma, mm-hmm. which is 4. Yeah, proficiency is 4 plus your charisma.
Yep.
And then disadvantage, you roll twice and take lower.
Plus 6. See, I got a 18 and 24.
Hell yeah.
18. Oh, man. She's like, well.
We're swinging tonight.
Can you describe what she looks like?
She's
I feel it's
now.
Better this way.
She's, like, older and, like, pretty, like, seaworn, like very like tan, like wrinkled, dry old skin. Like, I mean, I'm sure like in her youth she was very beautiful and like she doesn't have any issues with how she looks, but she's lived a very hard
she's
life.
She's still beautiful
on the
now.
Fair enough. Mm. She's also just, you know, 90.
Beach ain't the only thing gonna be fishy tonight.
I will say that.
What these nets are like.
Repairing nets is Vaynerhand's very nimble.
Oh my!
Meet me. I'm the third house down the lane. Meet me there tonight.
Sounds good. Appreciate you.
Just gonna turn to her friend, and they're just gonna giggle. You're still standing there, and they're just giggling.
Good. Can I have the nets now, though?
Let's see how you do.
It's performance based. Determines the size of the net you get.
All right, so that plan.
Oh, don't worry, I can cast Enlarge Reduce.
Wow, God.
Can you do that on a person?
Yes.
All right,
I'll go catch up with them.
Yeah, I'm rolling up to Jenkins.
You're rolling up to Jenkins. Okay. As you come up to this little shack, you hear this weird little, like, as you, like, walk up, your foot goes down a little bit, you hear a little, like, click.
Oh,
you hear this angry voice. I'm like, get off my lawn. What are you doing on my lawn?
Oh, goddamn. God. Yeah.
Man with like a little, like this tiny old man, wild white hair, wild beard comes out.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jenkins.
Trying to steal my fish?
No, I ain't trying to do that.
I think you're trying to steal my fish.
No, nope, just trying to.
They're always trying to steal my fish.
Who's trying to steal your fish?
They all are.
Not me.
What do you want?
I ain't trying to steal your fish. I'm here to rent your boat, actually.
Oh.
Trying to get my own fish if possible.
Kind of like leans the, like, very discreetly to him, but not actually all that discreetly. Puts the pitchfork down.
Thank you.
I see.
Mm.
My boat.
Indeed.
You want to borrow it?
Yes, sir.
You got coin?
Indeed. How much?
He's going to, like, pause for a second. Think, like, 1 gold per day.
Make that 2, good sir. I give you 2 gold per day. We'll call it even.
You up to something hanky?
Nope. It's,
I am.
Just ain't trying to take advantage. Not trying to steal your fish.
All right.
Look good, man. Describe your lawn to me. We're on a beach.
You see, there's like little like sand grasses, you know, like when you're on the beach and there's like just the little clumps of sand. There's just like a couple of those,
like,
that are like
sand.
Very lovingly tended, but also very poorly tended.
It's got those little like white flags that say keep off the lawn, keep off the lawn.
But like each of the like 5 little things of grass has their own.
It actually just manually cuts the grass with scissors.
Yeah, he like really cares about it, just does not know how to take care of them.
Yes. They are dying.
Excellent. Oh, shit.
All right. You can borrow my boat. That's fine.
Thank you much.
Anything else you need? You're looking for fish? You got fishing gear?
You got any extra? You happen to have, like, any kind of large game tools? Like harpoons, maybe? Something like that?
Got harpoons, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
You looking to go spear fishing?
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, reinforced nets?
Yeah, I've got nets.
I'm working on it.
Actually, if you wouldn't mind tossing in the nets,
one of us can
we're trying to head a little bit off, maybe do a little bit of deep sea fishing off the
Careful going too far out. There's a shelf. And
yeah, we heard about
not
the
everyone
shelf.
Comes back from the shelf.
Yeah.
That is so.
We have been warned. But.
I'm going to lean over to Hannah. Do you have anything for this poor shrubbery? This man's lawn is pitiful. Can you do anything for this?
That is a great question, and I'm so glad you asked. My answer to that is no.
I could divine him some good lawn care treatments.
I am unfortunately not very good with like the natural magics. I had like a druid phase, but like I wasn't very wise, and I guess I'm still not. So, you know.
That's okay. Don't hold it against yourself.
Oh, I don't. I'm beautiful and wonderful just the way I am. Just like you. And you. And you. And you, Mr. Jenkins.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you. You didn't step on anything that clicked, did y'all?
Yeah. My foot's in it right at this moment. If you were willing to help me out with that one, I'm assuming
he's
this
gonna
is
walk
not
over it with like
great.
Just the tiniest little like brush, kind of like brushes it. You see, like there's like this like kind of metal thing in the dirt. That's not good.
Yeah, I assume not.
I'd like to back away.
What are we gonna do about this?
Just a little bit.
What I need you to do, you need to listen carefully. You need to follow everything I say to the letter.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I need you to squat down.
Yep.
Get all your weight like you're about to jump.
Okay.
Before you jump, I need you to scream as loud as you can. Can't ask any questions. You got to follow through on this. And then as soon as you finish screaming, it needs to be as loud as possible. If you scream too quietly, this isn't going to work. You need to jump, and I need you to run into the ocean as fast as you can. Everyone else, get into the ocean now. And he's going to like lead the rest of you off into the ocean until your like ankles are covered.
Okay.
Oh, now you've gone and got my pantaloons wet.
I have a question. I didn't step on it. Am I still not allowed to ask questions?
As you're, like, gathered in the water, he's like, oh, this is going to be great, guys.
No, please.
Okay, so everyone's in the ocean?
Everyone's in the ocean.
Not you, tripwire boy.
Hey, is this attached to my foot or anything, or is it just like a pressure thing?
He said no questions. He's like far away, like in the ocean.
Yeah, okay.
With all of your friends.
I'm going to cast Misty Step. I'm just going to Misty Step like 30 feet away off of the pressure plate.
Okay. Are you going to do it? Are you going to like move, or are you just going to do that?
I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to move.
So you're 30 feet away?
Yeah.
Okay. As you Misty Step. Nothing happens.
What do you mean nothing happens?
I mean nothing happens. No, I mean like you Misty Step and then you're 30 feet away.
Like that's it?
That's it. Yeah.
The thing is like about nothing on my foot or anything?
There's nothing unstuck to your foot, no.
It's just... You son of a bitch. Don't try to finesse
like,
my ass.
He's giggling in the water with you.
Man,
guys.
He got all y'all, huh?
I'm just up to like my waist. Just floating. Everyone's like on their up to their knees. I'm just like... This is some bullshit.
Hey, y'all been got.
I'm just face down talking to some crab.
See,
all right.
I haven't crab. Heard a yell. He might be dead.
I'm sure you'll find some of them soon.
All right, thanks. Anyways, Mr. Jenkins, I'll be by for that boat later. Probably in the morning.
It's going to kind of stop. Okay, we can leave the water. He didn't.
Yeah, you dry your boots off at your leisure, huh?
He's barefoot.
Oh.
He's been barefoot.
Some bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to start heading out.
Okay.
I'll cast a prestidigitation to dry us all off.
Fair enough.
Thank God.
You're dry.
I hate the water.
This is not going to be great for you.
You're getting very acquainted.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Come by in the morning. The best time for fishing is just before dawn. I'll have the boat ready for you.
Okay.
Is there anything else we need? We've got a boat. We'll soon have nets, harpoons, got the direction to go in.
A good night's rest and, like, the proper mindset.
Do we know the name?
I'll do my best on a good night's rest.
Do we know the name of the guy that turned into the sea creature? Anybody pick that up?
Nope.
No. Can okay. we find that out?
You could ask.
Let's go back to the inn.
Yeah, we'll go to the inn.
So, like, with that really, like, wild vision, was it... I didn't quite, like, pick it up. There was, like, a family there for one of the guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it the guy who transforms family?
Or... No, it was who you could assume to be Sir Tristow's.
Okay, the quote-unquote hero's family.
Yes.
Okay.
Because so... he dropped the sword, and then someone picked up the sword and was cursed.
Yes.
And started transforming as they ran off into the water.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe there was like an argument.
But Sir Crisco was not the guy that ran off into the water.
No.
Like, okay. This is just like with me and Bethany.
For sure. No doubt.
She transformed into a Medusa and I had to go slay her.
Mm. Interesting.
Don't worry. There were more than one kind of slaying that day.
Queen.
Yeah.
I love a good
Anyways,
slaying.
Okay. So, oh my God, back Sam. To the tavern.
Twinsies.
We'll head up and be like, hey, good afternoon. So I've been listening in on some of these stories with like the local folklore. And I guess there's like some rumor of like this big sea monster or some kind that was down in the... in the ocean off the beach
I
here?
I just told a story to you and your companions there.
Yeah. So what was the name for, like, the person that was, like, cursed to become this sea monster? Do you happen to know?
Legends vary, but most of them agree it was Sir Roland Lionfort.
Sir Roland Lionfort.
Mm. Supposedly,
like, Roland or Roland?
Roland.
Like a D? Okay. Roland. Roland Lionfort. Okay. Y'all got some goofy ass names out here.
Supposed to be supposedly good friends with Sir Tristo until they had a falling out over money or lifestyle or a woman.
Okay. Roland. Yeah.
As you do.
All right. Well, that's actually all I needed to know. Thank you much. All right, gents. Ma'am.
Okay.
So I'm thinking when we get out on the water, I have the ability to attempt to divine the location of, like, a creature. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I'm not quite sure how that's going to work with this, like, cursed thing we got going on, but I'm hoping that using the name of Roland, I'll still be able to divine him even though he's in this weird creature form and, like, maybe get his location so we can just kind of, like, fish for him, so to speak.
Okay.
Get them nets dropped in the right location.
Sure.
We'll give it a go.
Yeah, my God, we're going... in a town of fishermen, we're like fishers of men. That's so crazy.
True and real.
I'd like to, before my dinner date, I'd like to go.
Yeah, she has to get to bed early, by like 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, put her to bed.
Early bird special, right? Early bird gets a worm.
It's a matinee. Senior discount.
I hate this.
No, I need you to describe it to me.
It's not that kind of podcast.
No, I'd like to go down to, like, the docks or the shoreline.
Yeah.
I actually like to cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
To try and talk to, like, I'll just go in and I'll, like, sit for a little bit, let the creatures become accustomed to my presence, and then I'll try to speak to any kind of a sea creature that I can see near me.
Okay. Are you looking for something in the water, like a little crab on the something shore, or something in the water?
In the water.
Yep. And do remember you have water breathing for the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
I guess
okay. So yeah, you're sitting, you're just going. A little school of fish comes by. If you want to try talking to them, there's a couple little crabs fiddling away. They seem to be like doing little crab things, where like they're pinching at each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a ray that goes through. Who are you trying to talk to?
The ray.
The ray.
I'd like to talk to the ray.
Mellow.
Huh?
Marshall. That's excuse me, little ray.
Hello.
Would you mind helping me out with something?
Kind of flips over on its back. Sure.
Me and my friends are thinking about coming in for a swim down in the area by the cairn on the beach. Would you mind swimming down and just making sure that the shelf is safe for us to go by?
The shelf spells death. Don't go swimming in the shelf.
What do you know about the danger by the shelf?
We go there and we don't come back.
Have you ever seen what lurks by the shelf?
No. I like the shallows. It's warm.
Do you know of any of the creatures that do like the deep? Anything that goes beyond the shelf?
There's a swordfish I talk to sometimes. He's pretty nice.
His name wouldn't happen to be Marlin, would it?
No. Stanley.
Do you happen to know if Stanley's about?
It's pretty warm today. He might be.
Is there anything I could give you to find Stanley and bring him here?
Do you have snacks?
Absolutely. What kind of snack would you like?
Snacks.
Is that like seaweed, or do you want one of these crabs?
Crabs pinch me when I eat them.
I can take the pinchers off.
I didn't know that was possible. Do it.
All right, I'd like to grab.
I am very unnerved by this, right?
Yeah, you grab one of the little crabs that was like going at it with the other crab and just like. Just got no claws, just kind of like waving his little armies there.
This is torture.
As you cast speak with animals, you're like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was winning that. What are you doing? I can't win that now.
Sorry, my friend. I'll make sure he loses too.
Oh, no.
I give him the stingray.
Just kind of like slurps it. Like,
Would you like another one to sweeten the deal?
No, I don't care for these.
You're still willing to find Stanley.
I'll see if he's around.
Right.
Should I send him here?
I'll be around.
Okay.
Send him to the woman's house at like 9.
Over to the beach tomorrow in the morning by the cairn.
Cairn. What's a cairn?
It's a pile of rocks on the beach.
I can't see above the water.
Oh, I believe you can.
It's a weird world up there.
You know, he's not wrong.
So many things moving.
Too right, little Ray. Too right.
They splash. I don't like the splashing. It disturbs the mellowness of the waves.
Just kind of like floats in the waves for like a little too long.
Tell him to meet me by the docks here. The big pieces of wood sticking into the water.
I can do that. Yeah. I think he'd go there.
Appreciate it, little Ray.
I want this as a companion creature.
I need to cast Find Familiar. Someone get me a brazier.
Did he swim off?
Yeah, he just kind of like floated away. Eventually, he kind of flips back over onto his like going the normal way and just kind of like floats away into the sunset.
Okay, can I? I'd like to take my scimitar and go stab the other crab that was fighting. All things in balance.
He's like, I've won. I don't know what to do with my life now. My whole life has been this duel. I've won. He's dead. I did it. I am the greatest.
Wow.
Good. I'll just stab and twist and then.
Yeah, he's dead.
It's very interesting how you use your spell to grant limited sentience to like a creature just to watch them die.
They already had the sentries. This has been happening. He's just, like, seeing it now.
He is giving them a voice and then taking it away. Very interesting.
They've always had a voice. You just haven't been listening hard enough.
Oh, my God. That's so true, bestie.
How very deep and impactful.
Bestie. All right, yeah. I'd like to go to my dinner date now.
Okay. Roll me charisma.
What about a constitution?
Ooh, I get a 6.
A 6. Date's not looking super well. And then I will need a dexterity check.
Yeah, she's on her deathbed. Of course, it's not looking super well.
She's hale and hearty. She's just old.
Ooh, I get a 16.
16.
Bjorn thinks she's still a child because she doesn't have a beard. So he's like, damn. I don't understand. Why are you going out with this kid?
Look, half the party's like, why are you going out with an old person? He's like, why are you going out with a kid?
Yeah, he's like, this is weird. Bibliophile, your uncle.
It's my captain.
They're your captain.
You have a knight. And you have a dex check of 16 worth of a knight. In the morning, she gives you a net. and sends you on your way with a little like pat on the cheek.
Oh, I didn't stay overnight.
which cheek?
Mm-hmm. The you can't see me gesturing.
The dorsal.
Okay, good.
Upper cheek. Yeah.
Dorsal cheek.
Okay. Understood.
Yep.
Cool. So I come back to the inn with the net.
Cool. Are you guys just hanging out, or did someone want to rent rooms?
I will rent a room. I don't know why that took me so long to complete my thought.
Wait, how many rooms do y'all need?
Really screwed with your OODA loop. One.
I'd like my own room, please.
We got 3 rooms.
Well, shit. All right, I'll take one.
You'll take one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm passed out drunk on the beach.
So yep.
Don't worry about me.
Okay.
I will be busy taking... I will rent a room for... Yeah, I will rent another room and then slowly get Bjorn up there. Water breathing wore off by now.
Just drowning, passed out on the fucking beach.
No, it hasn't been 24 hours yet.
The high tide's coming in.
Yeah, he might get swept out to... he might...
Either way.
Very well be swept out to sea, but... Yeah. Okay.
How much for a room again?
It is... 2 silvers a night.
All right.
Well, look at you, Mr. Thrifty, saving 2 silver.
He saved 2 silver. I got my own room. I did not stay the night.
Right, I spent it all on beer.
Got the 3 rooms.
People deserve to be happy at end of life, okay?
Of course. Right.
I agree. You have done a great good in the world today.
That's what we're calling it.
It was worth it for the facial expressions around the table.
All right.
That's the first for the pod.
Okay.
Say that. Okay.
All right. Wake up first thing in the morning.
Okay. Has not risen yet.
I am going to divine my portents.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I have a nat 20 and a nat 1 in case I need either.
Nice.
Well, remember that you can give the one away to other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have plenty of my own, thanks.
Excellent. I feel like that's like the best roll I could have gotten.
Actually, I think
it's
that kinda
is. Cracked.
Yeah.
Okay. My portents for today.
I'm going to...
Very good.
Go and do my morning Tai Chi on the beach.
Okay.
It's very soothing. It's a little weird because it's dark, but like the stars are amazing. The moon, it's like a big crescent. It's beautiful.
What about the other moon?
The other moon is... it has set, which is good.
I'm not paying attention to that one.
It's good that it's set because it's kind of like weird and green, and it makes you feel weird. You don't like it.
Almond.
It gives you the ick.
The vibes of the moon are in shambles.
Yes.
Absolutely rancid.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'm going to head on over. I'm going to gather up the boat.
Okay. He's old Jebediah. Or old Jenkins. Sorry. Timothy Jenkins waiting eagerly.
Yeah.
You survived. I'm so glad.
What?
Well, you didn't do the scream to deactivate it.
Nope.
Glad you got a dud.
A what? Was that an actual trap? Yeah. I just misty-stepped it over yonder.
Usually it's such a big explosion.
Oh, shit.
That's not enough.
I thought that was a joke. Okay.
Maybe that's why your grass
isn't... I'll step on that next time.
Maybe that's why your grass isn't, like, doing super hot if it keeps
exploding. It is doing its best. I will not have the slander. It is doing its best,
I know,
okay?
The grass is doing great.
I thought
you're
you were just fucking
down.
With us, trying to get us in the water and whatnot.
Why would I do that? You're paying customers.
Why would you put a fucking explosive trap on your
goddamn lawn?
Because
they keep stealing my fish.
Who is they?
Them.
Ain't me.
I didn't know that. I don't know who's stealing my fish, but someone's stealing my fish.
Oh, shit.
Gotta guard myself. Gotta guard my fish.
All right. Mm.
This seems like more money to invest in a non-recurring solution than you would lose. By
Jenkins, where do you keep your fish?
Why do you want to know?
So we can help you guard it. Find out who's taking it.
That's something a fish thief would ask.
I may smell like fish, but I don't steal no fish.
So I keep it in a secure location now. I tell no one, not even myself.
That is
fair enough, Mr. Jenkins. Have a good day.
Good luck fishing.
I mean, one of us is already a catch, and it's me. As well as the rest of my friends, because we are all beautiful and wonderful in our own ways.
He's going to kind of like walk you through the boat, like, here are the oars, here's the sail, here's how you use the tiller. There's some like javelins and spears for spear fishing. He kind of like walks you through that. Well, harpoons. Yeah. Gets you all set up. The sun is like, the horizon is like just starting to turn a little bit like red.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I should have waited until the dawn to do my stretching. Like, I've heard in Matorka that, like, sun salutations are really taken off. And, like, that is so, like, cleansing to your
Where's
aura.
Matorka?
Is this Jenkins asking?
This is Jenkins, yeah.
It is very far away.
Don't really hold with foreign traditions.
No, that's completely fair. Like I've said, live your own truth.
Aside from, I will say, being little Kislev, we do have this wonderful thing. As soon as it gets cold out, we all swim naked in the ocean.
Oh my god, like a... I'm trying to think of a different pun for...
It's
Ah, yeah, the grizzly bear gallop.
No. No, it's just a little frolic in the ice fields. It's the ice frolic.
That is so cool. I'll have to come back when it comes to winter.
You should. It's very good. Live to be 109.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Good old Gertrude down there.
It's almost as old as me.
97. Looking great.
Good for Gertrude.
Looking great, you say?
Hi. Tried to woo her once. She said I looked like a fish. It was the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Any fish in particular? A specific one?
No, she didn't specify, but, you know, fish is just so wonderful. I'm so glad that she thought that much of me. We never did go on that date, but, you know, I knew then that she cared deeply.
Jack, it's another question to ask. Do you happen to know... How far out we'd have to row from here to get to the shelf? About just over the shelf.
I'd avoid it if I were you, but how often have you rowed before? So that'll impact how quickly you get there.
I was on my sorority's like competitive rowboat team. Does that count?
Give it about 4 hours if you know what you're doing. About 6 to 8 if you don't.
I've been on the sea since before I could hold a sword, and I was born holding a sword.
That sounds
4 hours.
Very painful for your mother.
Oh, she did not survive.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
I never met her, so I can't judge her character.
It was a C-section from the inside.
Literally a C-section. Yeah.
And that's why they don't let women on boats.
Oof, that's not why.
Yeah, I also did not know my parents. That's why my brothers take care of me. All
right. So I want to check over the boat, just make sure that we've got everything that makes it seafaring. Got the nets, harpoons, rope, anchor.
Give me a perception check.
That's plus...
good old people check.
It's 18.
18. It is a little bit sus. It looks like it's been patched many, many times, but it does seem to be seaworthy. It's just kind of a rinky old boat.
Yeah. It doesn't need to make it back.
Don't tell Jenkins that. If you think he gets mad about his fish being stolen, you should see what happens when his boat's gone.
Fucking blow you up.
Okay, you guys ready to head out then?
All right.
I will once again cast water breathing out all of us. It's a ritual spell.
Okay, so as you guys begin rowing out, making your way to the sea, water breathing has been reapplied. Everyone has their SPF 70.
Yep. One more thing. I would love to cast Rarius telepathic bond on us, also as a ritual. So now we can telepathically communicate as long as we're on the same plane of existence.
I forgot to tell you, do you mind if we just row in back to the docks before we leave? Just make sure, keep an eye out for a swordfish.
Okay.
Do I see a swordfish?
All right.
You do see a swordfish just kind of like milling around.
Fucking Jerry.
Okay, I'd like to just kind of lower myself into the water and speak with animals.
Face is in the water, speaking with animals.
Perfect. Oh, Stanley!
What? Who said my name?
Stanley, over here. My face is in the water.
Pa! Human!
It's okay. I mean you no harm. I just need some information. I can make it worth your while.
What do you got?
What do you want? Got a whole world of possibilities up here. A whole new world.
I don't know what I want. I was just told to come here because I needed to be here. Why am I here?
And I need your help, Stanley. What I need is to know what's beyond the shelf. Have you ever seen a creature down there?
Oh, boy. When I was very young, I went out and I saw the shadow. And everyone said the shadow hit me in the head and I haven't been right since. But I think I'm fine.
Have a lot of friends with stingrays, do you?
Only some. Only some.
Is there anything you could tell me about this dark shadow?
Stay away from it. People will say you're crazy.
Noted. Thank you, Stanley. I picked my face up out of the water.
He kind of comes up and like sticks it. Hey, you promised me something. A whole new world. What world? Where am I going? What's happening?
Would you like me to bring you to a whole new world?
Yes.
Perfect. I need to take care of the shadow, and then I'll bring you with us.
To the shadow.
Once we've defeated the shadow, then I can give you the world. The entire world up here.
The human world?
Any world?
That place is a mess.
Oh my god.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't want that world. I want a different world. I want a better world. You promised me a whole new better world. Better world. What's a better world?
I give you my word as a seafaring gentleman that once we defeat the shadow, I'll give you the world that you can imagine.
I trust you. I see no implications here whatsoever. Of course. Good luck with the shadow.
Perfect. I'll meet you back here in, let's say a fortnight. Fortnight's 2 weeks. It's bright then dark 14 times.
I'll have my friend tell me what that means.
See you soon, Stanley.
Who said that?
If you like, I can plane shift Stanley to the elemental plane of water.
After the shadow. I don't want to be a promise breaker.
I'm not invested enough in your deal with this fish to go against your word.
I'd like to tell them all what I
do. Yeah, yeah.
We have telepathic bond on. We can hear the whole thing.
The whole thing?
That fish even going to be alive?
Telepathic bond on me the whole time?
I said I ritual cast it on us in the boat.
Mm-hmm. In the boat, but not last night.
No.
Good.
I am your friend and would like to respect your boundaries.
I want to save you from that.
It was a 16. It wasn't that bad.
That fish even going to be alive in a fortnight?
We'll find out.
Well, marlin.
Swordfish can live decades.
Yeah, marlin live for a long, long time.
I mean, unless it gets eaten.
We're gonna. The same could be said about us.
I mean, all right, that's fair. Yeah. So be it.
We live too long.
I was going to say possibly alive in a fortnight unless we get eaten.
Yeah. I don't plan to be here in a fortnight. So.
Well.
I'll race you to the bottom.
Don't threaten me with a good time. All right, so I think we can start rowing out there. Okay.
As you begin rolling out, we're going to find out what happens next time on Drop Dice.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Stanley, no.
Rest in peace, Stanley.
Thank you to our sponsors, VB Health and FanRoll. Look in the description for how to get 10% off for your dice, your gaming needs, and your health needs. Stay boosted, stay blessed.
Woo.
Thank you also to our patrons.
Patrons?
We love and appreciate you.
We do. On occasion.
I feel that.
Most of the time.
Yeah. You should feel loved. Usually. And supported. And appreciated.
Allegedly.
Also, summer schedule. We are going to be going to an every other week episode release.
Indubitably.
Unfortunately, summers get really busy. We have a lot of friends getting married and doing adult things.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And so...
Couldn't be me.
Trying to get together to record, trying to keep content good, and not just us all exhausted, being like, eh, dice.
Indeed. Yeah, we'll be switching. Weekly schedule just unsustainable for the short term through the summer.
But we will be trying to keep you guys updated with social media posts, fun episodes like this, and maybe check our Instagram. Maybe the Scryer's Orb is going to be keeping you updated.
The fucking Scryer's Orb. I hate them.
Orbs.
It has been a fun episode. You're right.
Worst.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll see you around. Have a great summer.
Have a nice life.
I mean, we're not gone that long.
Bye.
Fortnite. We're seeing a Fortnite.
A Fortnite. Hey. Surely we'll be back in a Fortnite.